everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers, and this is the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. Welcome. Last week, I found out at the end of the show that I had a whole string of people online waiting to talk to me. So I'm going to do five-minute readings today. If you want to call in, start now. See what happens today. And I'll just take your calls. You need to know, though, they're going to be quick, because a lot of times I think there's nobody there, so I take my time. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, please visit my website, starofthemagi.com. See what I'm doing here. I work with mystic oracle and ancient science that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards is actually a calendar, and its original use was for timekeeping, and it aligns perfectly with our yearly calendar, which you can see on my website. And because of that, and because of the fact that we each have a birthday, and we're born on one of those days on that calendar, we have a card governing us, and that card has a life path, and that life path has a destiny, and there's a tremendous amount of information. I just had my second book published, which is called Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. I'm getting a lot of really great feedback. I want to thank everybody for that. And I'm glad you're enjoying the book. And I want to suggest that if you aren't familiar with the system, you go to my website and click on What's Your Card and discover what your birthday card is. And then take it from there. It's an incredibly accurate, informative oracle, the deck of cards. One I think we all need to be familiar with. So, call in if you'd like to have a reading. And let's talk. Let's talk about what's going on in the world. Let's talk about life. It's a pretty intense year, you know. If you look at the cards and use the numeric value of them relative to the year, this year turns out to be a Jack of Hearts year. And the Jack of Hearts is the card of sacrificial love. It's also the card of Christ consciousness and the higher consciousness of the heart, because the Jack of Hearts initiates us into that higher heart energy that's unconditional. That card also teaches us the difference between sacrifice and giving and the importance of our emotional boundaries for our own self-preservation and our growth and awakening. Today is a Jack of Clubs day, and if you go on my website, you can sign up for the card of the day. If you want to email me right now, email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. Excuse me. And you can ask me questions. Do you want me to look at your cards? You need to put your birthday there. And I'm trying to get on my own website here while I'm talking to you at the same time. So, I've been teaching a webinar series, and it's really amazing starting from square one with the cards and looking at each day and each card and defining the character of the cards. The card deck reveals humankind's journey from beginning to end, and hopefully that end is one that is filled with enlightenment, because that looks like our opportunity, both in the body and out of it. And each one of the suits represents an aspect of our human experience. The hearts are emotions, the clubs are mind, the diamonds are physical body, and the spades are spirit. And so we have body, mind, emotions, and spirit in the four suits of the cards. And like anything and everything having to do with human beings and the experience we have being human beings, there's a high or awakened side to everything, and there's an unconscious or challenged side to everything. With the heart suit, you know, the high side of the heart is just what they symbolize, love and compassion, forgiveness, acceptance, the embrace of one another. There's been a lot of really strange events, and they seem to be happening daily. Last night here in Southern California, a 14-year-old boy, I'm assuming, took his parents' car and his two little brothers, a 9-year-old and 6-year-old, for a joyride in a Nissan Altima or Maxima or something. Nice-sized car. And ended up killing all of them. All three of them, you know, took the cops on a chase and crashed the car. You know, it was just devastating. Yesterday, well, that was last night, and the day before, a man shot himself and his family. I think he had 3 or 4 kids. And it just seems like every day things are getting more challenging in some ways. And people in general are being challenged. I mean, right now there's an ice storm in Kentucky that's caused, you know, people to be for weeks without electricity, and everything is frozen. And I just talked to somebody there, and they have wood stoves, but they're home. The husband's home. The kids are home. They're like iced into their house, basically. And, you know, it's really quite amazing that every day it seems like more and more we're being challenged, either with the economy, with the weather, you know, with natural disasters, with people losing their minds. I mean, it's really intense. And there's a place within us that knows peace and that knows stillness, and that is likely to be the very best place to reside. At least that's what I'm finding for myself, because I don't, you know, none of what's going on is really touching me, and yet I know I'm not immune to anything. And I want to be as consciously aware in the moment as I can be. And I really do look to this oracle of the cards for guidance for myself. And I look to it for other people when I'm giving them guidance, whether it's about what they're going through with themselves, what's happening in their physical lives, what's happening in relationships, whatever it might be. There are always influences that are telling us what's happening, why it's happening, and how to interface, relate, and work with those influences and those energies. Because I believe that everything that comes along is some sort of opportunity. At least that's how I've lived my entire life, and that's how it's always turned out for me. Maybe it's because that's what I believe. When I look at the cards and I see, like, when I was listening to the news in the background last night and they were talking about the man who had shot his family and then himself, and he'd lost his job, And I heard a neighbor say, we need to look out for one another, and we're not. And I really, really agree with that. And I believe that's the teaching of the heart suit, that we care about one another and we embrace one another and we give of ourselves to one another, because the greatest thing I think that we can give to another human being is our presence, in the moment. And you know, I know that when my son died 11 years ago and people were scrambling around and people didn't know what to say and they felt awkward and whatnot, it was the people that just sat down and touched me and didn't say anything, because what can you say, for God's sake? You know, but they just put their leg against my leg, or, you know, they held my hand, or they just sat there and were present with me. It was the only thing that made me, that kept me sane in the moment. I remember when it happened, I had to take two planes to get home. And the second plane was a 3.5-hour flight. And I sat next to this young criminal defense attorney. And, you know, it was obvious I was a wreck, and I told him why I was a wreck. And the first thing he did was he put his knee against my knee, and he was talking to me. And after about 20 minutes, he said, can I hold your hand on my chest? And I said, sure. And he held my hand on his heart for 3 hours and 10 minutes. While we were on that plane, and he just kept talking to me about this, that, and the other thing. And it was such an incredible moment, because there was so much love and so much compassion. And it was something that he didn't have to do. And sometimes I think we underestimate the power that we have as human beings to stand before another and just be present, no matter who it is or why they're there. And this is what I see the teaching of the heart suit is all about. It's about being present with our being. Because the hearts represent, you know, the essence of our soul, who we are as human beings to one another. They represent the beginning of life and the beginning of humanity. They represent family and home and beauty and relationships. And it's in the awareness of acceptance and love and forgiveness that sets us free to be present. We, you know, I live in Hollywood, and I'm really looking at moving to North Carolina right now, because, you know, I got a dog 4 weeks ago who I absolutely adore. Oh God, she's so magical. And we're going walking every day, 3 times a day, and it's like, it's dangerous out there. Everybody's in such a hurry. Most people are so already where they're going and not paying attention to where they are. And it's really intense. You know, and it's like, that's one of the things I really appreciated living on Kauai when I first moved there, because it really did change by the time I left. But when I first moved there, you know, people drove 30 or 40 miles an hour around the island, and you know, if you went out to shop, you gave yourself an extra hour because you were going to talk story with people, you know. The hearts teach us how to be first with ourselves and then how to be with others. Very profound energy. It's the consciousness of the heart. Then we have the club suit that comes next. And the club suit rules the mental realm and the mind. And, you know, the Buddha said that all we are is mind and matter. And in purifying our mind, we can be in that clear heart space energy without any emotional agendas. And the clubs teach us understanding. They teach us to understand our own mind and the way the mind works. And they teach us to understand each other. They also represent, you know, our gathering of information and our communicating and expressing that and our building foundations with that information and exploring and discovering and creating, you know, harmony and beauty through our communication and inspiration and motivation and excitement. They teach us how to refine our mind and how to refine our beliefs. How to bring, you know, our spiritual and material awarenesses together as one. When we do that, we have unlimited power to manifest. They also teach us how to receive guidance and understand the signals from life. What's life saying to us? Life has a language, you know? It's a refined, magical, dancing language. The clubs teach us to gather and share with one another, to learn from each other, and to teach each other. And to honor each other's individualities in the way we think and what we believe. How many people have been ruthlessly killed because someone didn't agree with what they thought or someone didn't agree with their belief system? Millions of lives. Disregarded and destroyed. The Queen of Clubs says you must give. You must give to one another, share what you know, to nurture each other. And the King says you must have mastery over your mind. Because when you do, what you can tap into is unlimited. The King says, mastery over your emotions. Be the master of your heart and a safe harbor for the people. The King of Clubs says, be masterful over your mind. Use your thoughts with integrity, which takes us to the diamond suit. Because the diamond suit represents integrity, values, and money. How we value our money and what's most important. The Ace of Diamonds is a visionary extraordinaire. Where that energy needs to go is into communication with another. Sharing those values to then express them in some way that creates solid foundations for everyone and brings about what is really true in the essence of everything. What is the true value within everything, underneath, inside, around, on top, inside out. And, you know, all the sixes teach us responsibility. The six of hearts teaches us to take responsibility in our relationships. The six of clubs teaches us to take responsibility with our communication, which means we have to take responsibility with our thoughts first. The six of diamonds teaches us to take responsibility with our integrity, our values, and our money. The six of spades teaches us to take responsibility with our life from the inside out. So the diamonds, very action-oriented, take the knowledge that the clubs have gathered and put it into action so it can grow itself and manifest and serve us by taking care of us. And the spades come along and teach us discernment and determination and wisdom and the importance of nurturing our inner life and our spiritual growth in a real practical way that takes us to a place of self-mastery. To me, the cards teach us about self-mastery. The King of Spades is the final card of the deck. The Queen represents self-mastery. The King is the embodiment of the entire deck and the mastery that is held when our physical mundane life and our spiritual awareness. And, you know, when I talk about spiritual, I don't really like that word so much. I just use it probably 20 times because there's a lot of stuff hanging all over that word. So that's why I like to use, you know, self-discipline and self-mastery. Now, I'm going to tell you a link, and I'm going to suggest that you go look at this after my radio show. The link is adobe.cards.com. And I want you to keep something in mind, because one of my students sent this to me the other day, and it blew me away. First of all, it blew me away because it's just amazing animation, amazing. And it's done with a deck of cards, and it starts with the Ace of Spades. Now, this system is governed by that card. That is the card of the Magi. And that's why my website is named Star of the Magi. Actually, how that happened was maybe 11 years ago, I was sitting on the lanai in my house on Kauai, and I had a deck of Egyptian tarot cards in my hand. And I was sitting there looking out at the ocean, and I was thinking, I need a name for my business and my website. I need a name. And a card fell onto the, and I wasn't shuffling or anything. A card fell onto the lanai. And I reached over and turned it over. I reached down, grabbed it, and turned it over. And it was Star of the Magi. And I said, okay, all right. makes sense to me. So that's how my business got its name and my website, starofthemagi.com. Ask and you shall receive. So the Adobe display is so awesome because, you know, this system, we are born out of the Ace of Hearts. This system is born out of the Ace of Spades, which is the card of secrets and mysteries. It's the card of the Magi, the keeper of the secrets. And so, you know, we're journeying from our Ace of Hearts conception, because that's the card that represents conception. We're journeying through the experiences of the heart suit and the experiences of the club suit and the experiences of the diamond suit to the Ace of Spades, where we step in to the initiation into the wisdom. And if we take the initiative and have the determination and the dedication, then we travel through that suit to the King of Spades to become master of ourselves. A journey that we have a choice to make. And that is just like the introduction of the card deck. That doesn't even touch what's actually there. It's like a teeny tiny itty bitty flake of snow on the top of Mount Everest. As far as I can tell, I mean, I've been exploring the system for 19 years, and I feel like every day I'm going, oh, wow, what, look, look what I see there, that's really cool, you know, it's just amazing. And that's why I do this radio show, that's why I've written the book. You know, that's why I do other radio shows. I'm going to be on a show tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific time, David McMillan's show, Strategies for Living. I'm very excited about that. There's a link to this on my website, starofthemagi.com. Yeah, I might as well talk about a few of these things. On the, I'm going to be, I don't have that one on here. On the 3rd, I'm going to be on Donna Sebo's show on BBS Radio. And on the 11th, I don't have this up on my website yet either. On the 11th, I'm going to be on the Aware Show with Lisa Garr on KPFK in Los Angeles. So, and then I'm going to be on the Joey Reynolds Show in New York, which is a live in-studio interview, April 8th on my birthday, late that night. So that's exciting. And then I have a bunch of book signings coming up around. I have one on the 7th. In Thousand Oaks at the Akashic Bookstore, on the 14th at the Bodhi Tree Bookstore in West Hollywood. And on the 20th of February, I'm going to be in San Francisco at Barnes & Noble. And then on the 28th of February, I'm going to be at Visions and Dreams in Costa Mesa. And then on May 6th, we're taking a jump here because I'm going to be in New York in April. May 6th, I'm going to be at the East West Bookstore in Mountain View, California. So, and I may be doing a workshop there. I don't know yet. But, so that's why I do all of this, so that people can become aware of this amazing oracle and the wisdom that it has to offer and the guidance and in our relationships in our own life, in the choices we make, how we time things, everything. You know, when I read the cards, and anybody that works with these cards, we don't lay cards out like in fortune telling, although I've done a fair share of that in my lifetime, trust me. With this system, though, there are 91 charts that define time and the cycles of time relative to us and our birthday as we move from birth to death. And on. And you can't look beyond now. Maybe you can. Maybe that'll be something I'll discover. Who knows? But, and so, you know, it's so easy to learn and it's so easy to apply and understand in your own life, which is why I started my webinar series. Working out all the little technological kinks here while Mercury's retrograde. Mercury seems to be extremely mischievous this time with computer and communication and telephones and things. So I'm working out all those little kinks, but I am offering this in a really cool way so that you can actually visualize everything I'm talking about on the actual charts that I'm talking about as I'm teaching in the webinar room, and it's really great. So I don't know if people have left the studio or there's nobody out there or if I'm just so interesting right now that no one wants to interrupt me. Last week I had a whole string of people waiting in line that didn't get to talk to me. So if you want to call in, please call the number on your computer screen for VBS and talk to me. I have like 25 minutes left to be here. I actually thought all I would be doing on this show was, you know, reading for people. And often I think of a topic that I'm going to talk about prior to the show. You know, I'll just notice what inspires me or intrigues me in some way. And then I'll go from there. I didn't do that today. And so I had no idea I was going to talk about the suits the way that I did. But, you know, I can't seem to talk about these suits enough. And if you have my book, Cards of Destiny, which I have the birthday delineations in there of people, and, you know, they are a bit different than the previous books that were written on the cards. And, you know, I think it's really fascinating to observe people, particularly by their suit. Now, I have to tell you something. If you lined up 10 four of diamonds, you would see that they all have the same look in their eyes, and they all have the same demeanor. If you lined up, you know, 10 six of clubs, you would see that they have the same mannerism and that they have the same kind of stride when they walk. Or the six of diamonds. I can tell a six of diamonds man the minute I see him walk, whether it's on television, in a commercial, in a movie, on the street, or, you know, somebody I come into contact with. I only have to see them take 10 steps, maybe less, and I know that's a six of diamonds man. The characteristics of each card, it's kind of freaky. I remember years ago, my girlfriend's husband used to say, there's only 44 body types. There's only 44 human molds. Everybody fits in one of those. Now, I thought that was interesting because in the cards, you know, 44, when we get to plate 44, we're back at the natural spread of the cards, except for four cards. But there are 52 cards, and then there's a joker who we cannot pin down to anything. However, if you watch people and study their suit, you'll see the similarities between people who are hearts, people who are clubs, people who are diamonds and people who are spades. You will see then, if you start watching, observing people who are a particular card, you will see they have the same mannerisms in some way or another. It always shows up physically and oftentimes in the way they talk. Even my son, who, he's not really a student of the cards, but, you know, he's checked out every, you know, one of all the Lakers and everybody that he pays attention to in sports. He knows their cards. He's observed their behaviors, how they get along with other people. But he can look at somebody and know what card they are a lot of the time. So, you know, there's something going on here. What is it? Where did it come from? Who created it? I can't answer any of those questions. I can answer that this system comes from the ancient order of the Magi. And in essence, I know who they are. And beyond that, I have some ideas and beliefs, but I'm not quick to share them with people because they're my ideas and beliefs. And I don't agree with what a lot of people say about where the cards come from or the history. There's a lot of argument out there about the cards and where they come from and, you know, who created the first playing card deck and did the tarot exist before the card deck. I mean, there are many, many conversations about that are, you know, nobody's agreed on anything. And I don't like to get into those conversations because nobody really knows anyway, so what's the point? You know, however, getting into the cards and realizing the power that they embody, that's worth some time and energy and focus right there. Because what's revealed in the process is absolutely mind-blowing a lot of the time. When I do readings for people, I usually don't remember anything that I said. And, you know, I get calls all the time from people and emails telling me, oh, you said this was going to happen then, and it did, you know. So the system is amazing. It really is. It's accurate. And somehow there is an order and an unfolding in life, in time. Time has intention. It has its own agenda. And we live in time. It's the fourth dimension, right? And time has an agenda. And when we're having the conversation with time, it's a very different experience from when we're not. You know, all ancient cultures believe that time has intention and every day had a name. And in some cultures, when babies were born, they were given the name of the day they were born because it was recognized that they carried the energy, that they embodied the energy of that day. So we have this amazing deck of cards that's been hanging around for a really long time waiting to be recognized. I mean, I played with cards. I don't even remember when I first. I can't remember a time as a child when I didn't have cards. So as far back as I can remember, you know, I had a card deck in my hand. Do I have a caller?
You do indeed. Oh, goody.
My name is Lyle, and I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hi, Lyle.
How are you?
How are you today?
Fine, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
We just had a lot of snow. Back is still aching from the shoveling.
Oh, a lot, huh? Is it really
it was
cold?
It was
Did you have the ice storm, too?
Well, that was in southern Indiana. We just got snow, and it was about over a foot.
Wow.
So, yep.
Brr. Well, it's probably, you know, in the upper 70s here in L.A. One day it's 50, the next day it's 70. It's just wacky.
Well.
But I'll send you some sunshine to help you melt the snow.
That sounds good to me.
Have
no
you,
more shoveling.
There you go.
I like the snow. I just don't like to be in it or have to shovel it.
Yeah, shoveling's a lot of work.
Yes, it
Keep
is.
Keep you young and strong, though.
Well,
so tell me something. Have you listened to my show before?
Yes, but it's been a while ago.
Uh-huh. And are you familiar with the cards?
A little.
Uh-huh.
But you said you, I was listening to you, you said you redid your book, Cards of Destiny.
I actually have a new book out.
Okay.
It's called Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships.
So do you, I can't remember, is this like sort of, you said you don't deal with spreads, so.
Well, I don't lay cards out like when you when you do fortune telling. It's really all mathematically based.
Okay.
It's a very interesting process that the card deck goes through to create these 91 charts that are composed of cards.
And is it very complicated or is it easy to figure out?
It's easy to learn.
Okay.
But in my books, do you have my book, Cards of Destiny?
No, I don't. I was going to order it, though.
Okay. So in my books, you don't have to learn anything. You know, Cards of Destiny is a birthday book and daily divination guide. So the first half of the book, I have everybody's birthday, and I talk about who you are and how you are in relationship, and I also have a little piece there on the kids. And then the second half of the book is like a daily guide where I have, you know, a few sentences about each day and the energetics of the day. I also have a free sign-up on my website where you get the card of the day emailed to you if you want, or it's on my website almost every day. These go out unless there's some computer thing going on. And so because each day, and then my book, Love and Destiny, I show you how to figure out the cards that are governing your relationships. And then with that, I give you guidance regarding the relationship.
Now, do you, before you deal with the cards, do you do any meditation or do you go to a quiet place and pull it out, or does it matter? Can you do it anywhere? Can you do it on a train, a bus, a plane?
Well, I'm not pulling cards out of a deck. I'm looking at fixed charts that are relative to time cycles,
right,
and planetary,
oh,
influences. So do you have, if you go onto my website and up on the navigation bar, if you click on the cards and then scroll down the bottom of that page, you'll see an example of the chart that I'm speaking of.
Okay.
Because it's already written. Did you see Slumdog Millionaire?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God, what a movie. But in the movie, the theme that goes through that movie is that it's already written. And it's so incredible. And so it's already written in the cards. And this system reveals what that writing is.
I believe there are major forks that we go through that are kind of predestined, but there is still some leeway and play in it, if you know what I mean.
We have choice.
Right.
Yes. I agree with you 100%. I think that when we're completely aligned, when we recognize what's before us and we make the best choice possible, that's when the magic happens.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree with you that, you know, we have a destiny, and within that destiny, we have choices to make.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. When's your birthday?
My birthday is 7/21/1962.
1962. 7/21.
Yep. Divisible by...
So you're the seven of clubs. Did you know that? Your birthday
the
is the seven
club.
Of clubs?
No.
Hmm?
No, I didn't. Seven of clubs.
Well, the seven of clubs is the card that represents spiritual knowledge and the refinement of the mind.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I have had some experiences, but they've kind of dropped off. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, I'm wondering why that has happened.
You mean spiritually?
Well, or say psychic or phenomena, paranormal phenomena.
Uh-huh.
Those types of things. I said they've kind of dropped off. I was having... those experiences, and it's not every day, but within a slice of time over a few months, they were real heavy, and now it's kind of lightened up, or and to the point that there's none, or what I perceive as not being a lot.
Uh-huh. So, you know, being the seven of clubs, you have the seven of spades as your Saturn card, which means it's important for you to be a student of the mystic sciences in some way.
Okay.
That's part of your destiny.
Well, I've been trying to do that, too.
Right, so meditation, any kind of focus that helps you go inside and deepen your experience of who you are, and also, you know, enhances your self-awareness.
Right.
Okay. Very important for you to have that in your life.
Yes. I have meditated. I'm trying to get back to it. But, you know, a lot of things help to pull you away from that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that seven of spades is kind of a stickler when it comes to discipline. It likes discipline. Spades like discipline. And in your, you know, and when you turn 52, which is a ways off, but when you turn 52, that's going to be really, really important for you. And it's probably a time when you're going to resonate in a whole new way with yourself spiritually. Right now you're 46, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you have a Jack of Spades in your house. Well, that card says, you know, would like you to be the spiritual initiate. Oh, my goodness, look where you're sitting. You have some really powerful cards for age 46. I hope you're doing something with all of this.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
More than shoveling snow. I said you have really powerful cards this year, age 46, to be manifesting in some way?
Well, I'm engaged in a little, let's say, a legal battle.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. And actually, I'll say, during this process, I've been representing myself, and I can tell that I've grown from the experience because I'm representing myself. And so, I can tell that I've grown, and it has helped me a lot in recognizing that I've grown.
Uh-huh.
Taking away fear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so hopefully good. Okay, you said this is the year for manifesting, huh? Well, hopefully I can manifest a win. I'm trying.
Well, I mean, you have good cards for that to happen. As long as you stay in integrity and tell the truth.
Oh, yeah.
If you try to deceive anybody, you're going to get creamed.
No, I'm not trying to deceive.
I'm just letting you know. This is how the cards are laying on the table here. Integrity is the name of the game. Truth is the name of the game.
That's what I'm trying to do is. I just pray that I am used how I'm supposed to be used in this moment.
Well, you know what? I think that you may come out on top.
We will try. It's taken a lot of energy, but and I felt like giving up sometimes, but I said, no, I have to see this through.
You got to be true to yourself.
Yes, I'm trying.
You need to know when to keep going and when to stop.
Yeah. Yes, I know. The balancing act of life.
Mm-hmm. When to fold and when to play.
I'm in play now.
Okay.
But and thanks, and I'm going to get your Cards of Destiny book and take a look and see how I can use it.
Great. Thank you so much for calling, Lyle.
Thank you for
taking and take care of your back.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
You have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for me. It's time for me to leave the air here in a minute. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank Lyle for calling. And I really do appreciate all your emails and your support. It's really nice. And so thank you to those of you that do that. And again, if you're new, please go to my website, starofthemagi.com. Find out what your card is. Read about the cards. Sign up for the card of the day, check out my books, do whatever, but really explore this amazing oracle because it's full of surprises and it's definitely full of wisdom. So thanks again for listening. Take care. Bye.